Title: Break Lab Jungle Edit. Warp and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Basslines Focus. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're doing a proper Break Lab Jungle Edit inside Ableton Live 12. Warping a classic break so it sits tight on the grid without killing the swing. Slicing it into a playable instrument. Arranging it into an 8 to 16 bar drum phrase that actually moves like drum and bass, and then building a rolling bass line that locks to the edit instead of fighting it. This is intermediate on purpose. I'm assuming you know your way around Live's clip view, MIDI editing, and basic routing. The goal is a workflow you can repeat fast in real sessions. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a nice middle ground for jungle and DNB. Time signature is 4/4. Now make a few tracks. An audio track called Break RAW, a MIDI track called Break Sliced, a MIDI track called Bass. And if you like working with returns, set up a reverb return and a delay return. Not mandatory, but it keeps things clean. Quick workflow tip. Color code. Drums one color, bass another. It sounds silly, but when you're arranging fast, your eyes help your brain. Now step 1. Import a break and warp it properly. Drag in a classic Amen style break. Think break, anything crunchy with character. Drop it onto Break RAW. Click the clip, go into clip view, and turn warp on. Now, Live will guess the tempo, and sometimes it's close. Sometimes it's hilariously wrong. Don't trust it yet. What matters first is the real downbeat. Zoom into the waveform and find the first true. This is the loop transient. Often there's a little pickup noise before the first real kick. You want the first strong kick or the first clear hit that feels like beat one. Right click exactly on that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. That one move is everything. If you get 1.1.1 wrong, you'll be fighting the loop the entire lesson. Next, set the loop length. Most breaks are 1, 2, or 4 bars. Find where it naturally cycles, and set the loop brace so it repeats cleanly. Now choose your warp mode. For classic breaks, use Beats mode. Beats keeps the transients punchy, and jungle lives and dies by transient bite. In Beats mode, set Preserve to Transients. Start with transient loop mode off, then adjust the envelope. If you push envelope higher, it gets tighter and more clipped. If you lower it, it breathes more. A good starting range is around 10 to 25. If your break is super roomy or messy, you can try complex. But listen carefully. Complex can smear the front edge of snares and hats, and that's often exactly what you don't want for jungle. Your goal right now is simple. Loop 1 to 4 bars with zero flam against the metronome. Not kinda close. Zero flam. Now here's a coach move that will level up your warping fast. Use two reference clicks, not just the metronome. Yes. Use the metronome, but also create a temporary grid checker sound. Put a short closed hat or rim shot on every beat, 4 on the floor, just as a reference pulse. Keep it quiet, it's not part of the track. It's just there to reveal where the break pulls ahead or drifts behind. When the break is warped well, it feels like it's hugging that reference click. When it's off, you'll hear the push-pull instantly. Before we get excited and slice anything, do a little pre-slice hygiene. Turn the clip gain down or up so your peaks are roughly living around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. You want headroom because once we hit drum bus and saturation, levels rise fast. And if the recording has rumble, throw a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz on the raw break. Not to thin it out, just to remove sub-junk that can confuse transient detection and steal headroom. Cool. Step 2. Tighten timing with minimal warp markers. This is where a lot of people mess up, because they treat warping like surgery on every transient. Don't do that. Over-warping kills groove. Jungle swing often lives in micro-timing, especially in hats and ghost notes. Decide your philosophy, feel versus accuracy. For jungle edits, I want bar line stable, but I want inner hits to breathe. So here's the method. Lock 1.1.1. Then make sure the start of each bar is stable. Only correct the main snare if it's obviously late or early. Leave hats and ghosts alone unless the drift is so bad it's distracting. So play the loop with your grid checker and metronome on. If the whole loop drifts consistently by bar 2, 3, 4, don't add warp markers first. Adjust the clip sag, BPM slightly. Tiny changes here can fix the entire loop with zero extra markers. If you do need warp markers, place them sparingly. Bar starts, and maybe the main snare. When you nudge the snare, don't necessarily slam it perfectly on the grid. Get it nearly there. That last bit of human push is often the difference between stiff and rolling. Once your loop feels stable, we move to step 3. Slice it into a playable Break Lab instrument. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients. Use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices, and it will generate a MIDI clip that recreates the original pattern. Now, important teacher note, slice detection is not sacred. It's just a starting point. Go through the rack pads. You'll usually find junk slices, random tail noise, room bumps, quiet nothing slices between hits. Delete them or ignore them. Fewer, better slices makes editing faster and makes your bass pocket cleaner. If your break is really messy and the transient detection is chaos, you can do a more controlled approach by manually slicing in simpler, but for this lesson we're going speed and repeatability. Step 4. Clean the slices so they hit like a record. Go into your break slice drum rack. Find the key slices. Your main kick, main snare, maybe an open hat, maybe a crash or loud ghost. Open each important pad simpler and set it to classic mode. Then adjust start so you cut away pre-transient silence. This matters because if every slice starts slightly late, your whole edit feels lazy. If you get clicks or pops, don't panic and don't fade everything globally. Fix the specific slice. Add a tiny fade in, just enough to stop the click. If lots of pads click, it usually means your slices are too close to bad zero crossings. In that case, consider reslicing with different transient detection, or consolidate and try again. But most of the time, adjusting start and a micro fade solves it. Now set choke groups. This is huge for jungle edits. Put open hats and noisy tails into a choke group so they don't overlap forever. Overlapping tails turn your break into a washy mess, and that wash masks the bass. Tight jungle edits are controlled tails. Now step 5. Build a 16-bar break lab edit in arrangement. Switch to arrangement view. Here's the skeleton. First 8 bars are a DJ-friendly intro roll. Next 8 bars are the drop or main variation. Start by taking your 1-bar MIDI pattern and duplicating it across 8 bars. Keep it simple. Then add controlled variation. At bar 4, remove a kick or a hat hit. Just one little subtraction creates movement. At bar 8, add a quick fill. Maybe a snare hit on the last 8th note, or a tiny stutter. Now bars 9 to 16, full energy. Bring in the full break feel and start using 3 classic jungle edit tricks. First, the snare drag fill. Near the end of bar 16, repeat the snare slice in 8ths or 16ths leading into the next phrase. That RRRRT into the downbeat is pure jungle language. Second, kick re-trigger for energy. Add an extra kick on the end of 2 or the end of 4. It's a simple placement that makes the loop feel like it accelerates. Third, micro stutter, but tasteful. Grab a tiny moment, duplicate it 2 to 4 times and use it like punctuation. If you overdo it, it turns into glitch music. We want jungle attitude, not chaos. Use fold in the MIDI editor so you only see the slices you're actually using. That speeds up editing a lot. And if your edit starts feeling too gridlocked, this is where Groove Pool can help. Subtle swing, subtle. The point is not to make it sloppy, it's to give it a pocket. Now step 6, bass line. This is the bass line's focus, so listen up. We're building a rolling bass line that locks to the break edit and respects snare space. On the bass track, load wavetable or operator. Start simple. Oscillator 1. Sine or triangle for a clean sub. Oscillator 2. Optional. A very quiet saw just to add harmonics so it translates on small speakers. Then add a saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to make it audible. Add EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to remove useless subsonic energy. If it's muddy, a gentle dip in the 200 to 350 zone can help. Now sidechain compression. This is where the bass and break stop fighting. Add a compressor on the bass. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from break sliced, or if you're more advanced, a dedicated ghost kick. Ratio somewhere between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds so you don't obliterate the bass transient, and release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Adjust release until it breathes with the break. You want it to pump musically, not randomly. Optionally, a limiter at the end for safety, but do not crush it. Now write a rolling pattern. Start with 1 bar. Choose a root and a 5th, or root and a darker variation like a minor 7th. Keep it minimal. Rhythm idea. A longer note on beat 1. Then shorter syncopated notes around beat 3-ish, and crucially, leave room where the snare hits. In a lot of jungle, that snare on 2 and 4 is the spine. Let it breathe. Key concept, if your bass sustains through snare hits non-stop, you'll need extreme sidechain and the groove can feel like it's getting sucked down every beat. Better to compose the bass around the snare first, and then use sidechain as polish. Now step 7. Glue drums and bass in the arrangement. Group your break rack into a drum boss. On that boss, Add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15 depending on how crunchy you want it. Transients up a bit for snap. Be careful with boom. Boom can steal the subspace that belongs to your bass line. If your bass is strong, you might keep boom at 0 or very low. Add EQ 8 on the drum bus. If it's boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 450. If it needs crispness, a gentle shelf up top can help, but don't rush to brighten. Often transient shaping first is cleaner than harsh EQ. Now step 8, add record-like movement. The trick is subtle automation. Put an auto filter on your drum bus or the raw break and automate the cutoff slightly over 8 to 16 bars. Tiny moves. You want the listener to feel energy evolving without noticing the filter. For reverb, use a return. Short and dark, hybrid reverb works great. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. And here's the important part. Keep low end out of the reverb. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz. Even more if needed. You can even EQ before and after the reverb to keep the tail from fogging the bass pocket.